Hi, hello, and welcome in once again to Lexington Stories, Lore, and More. I'm Alan Lytle, and just to my left is Fiona Young-Brown. She is the author of Secret Lexington, a guide to the weird, wonderful, and obscure. Hello again, Fiona.
Hello again.
Well, we are recording this particular conversation on Thursday, September 3rd, and it's a good thing we have air conditioning today because the high is expected to be close to 100. So that's not really conducive to outdoor activity, but I understand that nothing lasts forever, including the hot summer sun. And today we are talking about fall festivals throughout Central Kentucky. You might want to get your little notepad out and scratch a few notes, because we're going down a very, very long list of places where you can get your fest on, if as it were.
Exactly. We may not quite be sweater weather yet. Pumpkin spice, if you like it, or you may want to hold off for a bit, but otherwise we are ready for fall.
And
sort of.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah. today notwithstanding, shall we say. The first weekend is actually this coming weekend, and it is Labor Day weekend, so it's extra long for folks who labor or don't labor. That Monday is off, but let's start on what folks can expect this weekend.
Okay, and since it's Labor Day weekend, I mean, you've got three whole days to festival.
Or two plus one to recuperate.
There we go. You may want to recuperate. Okay, so let's see. In Lexington this weekend, there is the Comic and Toy Convention. If you want something inside, possibly with air conditioning.
Oh, that's a callback to the Beat the Heat edition, which was last month.
There we go. But assuming you want to enjoy outside with plenty of liquid refreshment to keep cool.
Hydrate.
Yes. Okay, let's see. If you're in Winchester, you could go to the Daniel Boone Pioneer Festival. And I always think of Daniel Boone, and I think of a lot of the hats,
mm-hmm.
You know, the ones with the tail.
I had one when I was a kid.
My dad in England had one when he was growing up as well.
No kidding.
Even in England, they
even
all
in
them.
Worldwide phenomenon.
It
in
is.
Fact, that's one of the things that people thought, oh, you're from Kentucky, Daniel Boone. Yeah.
It's a worldwide fashion trend.
yeah.
Maybe shouldn't come back, but we'll see. So what else? Obviously, it's apple time. I mean, there are apple festivals in
yes.
a lot of places. And so Evans Orchard in Georgetown, you can go pick your apples, eat your apples, apple cider, apple donuts, apple
Next
butter.
Next month, Bob for apples.
Bob for apples as well. I don't know. That always just feels kind of...
Well, the trick is to trap it against the side.
That's okay.
What you got to do. You can't just go down there with your choppers and think that you're going to, you know, this is for probably next month, but we'll go ahead and put it in there. That yeah, you sort of maneuver the apple to the side, and then, you know, it's a little bit easier to for your teeth to get a grip.
Alan's tips for handling life in Halloween. Okay. I will remember that.
There you go.
After apples in Georgetown, if you want more sweetness, let's see, Monroe County has a watermelon festival.
Oh.
Which I am sure probably has. Don't they have watermelon seed spitting contests?
If they don't, they certainly should.
They're missing out if they don't.
Yeah.
Breathitt County has a honey festival. I mean, we all love honey, or at least I do.
Oh, I do too, yeah.
And then if you want something that's kind of a whole mix of stuff, Louisville this weekend has their World Fest.
Is that kind of like Lexington's diversity, perhaps?
It's a huge thing. We went a couple of years ago, and yet you've got food vendors from tons of different countries. You've got entertainment. You've got little craft booths and so on. So it's an international weekend. It covers everything you could want. So those are the main ones I have for this weekend. But I think that's enough. You know, there's plenty for everyone. Get your apples, your watermelon, your mm-hmm. honey.
Oh, yeah.
Wear
yeah.
your little Daniel Boone hat.
And buckets of ice cold water, because,
yes.
this particular weekend is going to be a very, very hot one. But maybe by the weekend after this one, It's going to be a little bit cooler and feel more like fall. And there's no shortage of things to do that next weekend.
Indeed. Well, first of all, hoping on the subject of hydration, the Bourbon Festival in Bardstown starts then. So please, if you are going to that, I've never been, but also hydrate with some water in between.
Yeah.
I used to know a lot of people in the bourbon industry, and they all told me that they all had the same secret for when they went to, you know, these kind of bourbon events, because I'd always say, how can you drink so much and deal with it? And they said they actually don't.
They actually don't imbibe.
They drink a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But getting it with ice or having a big glass of water and kind of alternating between the two. But yeah, if you watch the pros, they really aren't chugging back shots the whole time. So
certainly not,
there you go.
Not in this heat.
Exactly.
God. It would be in the medic tent most of the time. So that's the Bourbon Festival.
That is the Bourbon
next
Festival.
In Bardstown.
Starting the 12th and 13th. Let's see what else. In Frankfurt, there is the Japan America Society Festival, the Japan Festival. So it, again, that used to be in Lexington and has now moved there. That's a good one for your Japanese snacks, cultural events, and so on. In Danville, there's the Constitution Square Festival.
That's a biggie because that is the original capital of Kentucky, Danville.
And Constitution Square is, it's a nice little location. I used to actually do that festival. And it was either always very, very hot that weekend or very, very wet.
Mm.
And they'd have to lay down a lot of straw. But it's a very good festival. And it, while you're there, I know there are lots of food vendors there. Definitely eat at all of them. But also cross the street and go to McGee's Bakery.
Oh, yeah.
Because
okay.
They're donuts. If you are not going to Danville, you could go to the Festival of the Horse in Georgetown.
Oh, that's this next weekend as well.
That is the weekend of September 12th and 13th as well. There is also another honey festival, this time in Cynthiana. So if you didn't want to drive to Breathitt County, or you went to Breathitt County and
double dipping on the honey.
Exactly. Put your Winnie the Pooh costume on and get ready to go.
I wonder if these two towns coordinate. You know, we want to do our honey festival this particular weekend. That leaves this other one open for you all.
I would hope they do. And then maybe, you know, okay, so what have you got going on? And what's your honey tricks this
care
year?
Care to share any honey recipes with the rival town?
Down in Hindman, there is the Knott County Gingerbread Festival, which I have not been to before, but I like some gingerbread. So
gingerbread.
That would be tempting.
Yeah.
Lawrenceburg has I came across Stave Fest.
Okay.
Which, from what I can tell,
that's the bourbon barrels.
It is the bourbon barrels. I'm not sure how you have a festival based around them, but there does seem to be a lot of live music at that one. It seems to be mainly a musical event, so also fun to go to. Lexington has the Roots and Heritage Festival that weekend.
Longest running, from what I understand.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Good for them, and keep going. And then a couple of the quirkier ones, if you want, it is the second year on the 12th, is the Carter County Bigfoot Fest, which is one of three in the state. There are now three Bigfoot festivals. So the Carter County Bigfoot Fest, it will have entertainment, your vendors, you'll have Bigfoot-themed attractions. There will be experts and celebrities from the world of cryptids and Bigfoot giving talks. So if you want all things Bigfoot, then that can be your start. And I also have to give a shout out to, starting on the 12th and running for an entire week through to the 19th, is the Fulton County Banana Festival.
Banana Festival.
Now this is down...
You can't grow bananas in Kentucky.
Ah, it's the world's largest banana pudding as well.
Uh-huh.
So apparently This is based down right on the border with Tennessee. There is a town called Fulton in Kentucky and Fulton just across the border in Tennessee. And apparently at one point, Fulton was the big railway transport hub. And so 70% of all bananas in the U.S. passed through Fulton, and so they adopted the banana. It's been going since the early 60s now, And like I said, a one-ton banana pudding, the world's largest.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable that you would have a banana festival sort of straddling the two towns.
Exactly. And I'm still not...
Fair to say split, perhaps?
Oh. Indeed. And I'm going to say a one-ton banana pudding.
One-ton banana pudding.
Doesn't sound too great.
Well, so it sounds unappealing to
see,
you.
See, I was giving you the lead in. I knew you wanted to make
that. Tee it up
that.
And I just knock it out of the park. Just like we rehearsed it.
So there we go. That weekend is bananas, bourbon, and Bigfoot. That's quite a trio.
Wow, the three Bs.
I know.
Yeah. A little bit more about the roots and heritage. That takes over the 3rd Street area over there in the East End. And it is always well attended, great music, great food. And as we say, it's one of the longest running in the entire state.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So definitely, even if you don't want to leave town or... That's a reason not to leave town that weekend. So.
Yeah. Stay put and enjoy the Roots and Heritage
Good
Festival.
Music, good food, hopefully good weather, and a good time.
Now, the following weekend, I have little insider knowledge. That one will have the Festival Latino de Lexington will be the 18th and 19th.
Yes.
And so we'll start there.
And that is a great one as well.
Yeah.
It's colorful. It's fun. It's got music. It's got dancing. Great food again, and just a really great community feeling at that one.
They have an opening ceremony on the Friday night where each nation is introduced with the flag, the native dance, and a few fun facts about, well, let's say, Uruguay or Venezuela or Honduras. And the people, clap for the respective countries.
It's always great to watch that parade and see just how many different Hispanic nations are represented right here in Kentucky.
Yeah. It is an eye-opener, and, bring your appetite. And brush up on your dance moves, I would say. So
can I just bring my appetite? My dance moves are not that great.
No one is going to care. Once that music starts, just move a little bit. You'll feel better. You'll feel better.
Okay.
So that's the Festival de Latino de Lexington. What else is happening that weekend? It's the 3rd weekend.
Same weekend. Well... Even though it's still September, we're getting into Oktoberfest season. Mm-hmm. So Christ the King town has their big Oktoberfest. And also Harrodsburg has an Oktoberfest as well.
Oh, they compete on the same weekend?
They do. I guess dueling beer steins or something.
Well, you could go one place on Saturday, the other on Sunday. And stay in your Oktoberfest garb.
See, there you go. We are giving you the full weekend experience.
Yeah.
There are a lot of fall festivals starting then. So Jessamine County has their fall festival. Midway has their fall festival. Paris has a pumpkin festival, which I'm guessing, again,
the aforementioned pumpkin spice.
Everything. And if you don't want pumpkins, you can go to Berea for their Spoonbread Festival.
Oh, we have been there once or twice. Yeah, mm-hmm. The Spoonbread. Just for the folks who don't understand, what is Spoonbread?
I have only had it a couple of times, but I know when I first moved to Kentucky, everyone was like, you have to go to Berea and have the Spoonbread. And I'm still not entirely sure why or how. I mean, it's cornbread, but you don't slice it. You eat it with a spoon.
It's served up in a little dish.
Yeah.
And you just spoon it out. And so, it's really delicious.
I'm going to ask this, and I've written about food before, but how is that different to corn pudding? Is it just uncooked cornbread? I don't know. I don't know how they make it, but it is good.
Yeah. I mean, the secret might be, who cares? It's just so delicious.
It may be a secret that I don't want to know the secret of, because
exactly.
That would spoil it all.
Yeah.
So.
They've got lots of it, and you're going to love it. So that's what I would say.
There we go. Okay.
If I were writing the slogan, we've got lots of it, and you're going to love it. There you go.
Wow. You are just on a roll this week.
Apparently.
Okay, so that weekend we've got Latino, German culture, Latino culture, pumpkins, spoon bread, fall. Well, starting to get into the whole pumpkin-y.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Autumnal
and that's September
vibe.
18 and 19 we're
yes.
talking about. Yeah. Okay. And then the last weekend of September ushers in a lot of fall festival activities because the calendar, the first day of fall is September 21st. What can we look forward to that particular weekend?
Okay. Like you said, there are a lot of, and so, I mean, check around because there are so many little neighborhood community ones going on from that point on and through October. A lot of churches have their fall festivals and so on. The ones I would pick out, Shaker Village has their harvest festival.
Oh,
and incidentally, I also saw the other day that Shaker Village has recently been renovating and restoring one of the buildings on the opposite side of the road to where we think of Shaker Village. They had some buildings over there that had fallen into disrepair, and they've had a massive grant to be able to renovate and open those. So Shaker Village now has even more to offer.
Yeah.
The World Chicken Festival in London.
The World
Chicken
Festival.
I mean, we've had the world's largest banana pudding. Now we need the world's largest skillet of fried chicken. And you can go and join what seems to be the world's longest line for the world's largest skillet.
So the World Chicken Festival is in London and not Corbin, which, you know,
that would
the KFC.
Make sense,
yeah, there's a
it?
Statue of Colonel Sanders in downtown Corbin. I know because I've had my photo taken with him.
Corbin, but, why yeah. have you not started a dueling World Chicken Festival?
I think that's a question for the higher ups, shall we say.
But again, go down there. Lots of vendors. This is the everyone I know who's lived in London has told me this is the event. You know, to either go to or get out of town quickly before everyone else comes into town. But yep, get your whole world chicken fix.
Probably
chicken.
All kinds of ways that chicken is served at this particular festival. I would think not just fried. Yeah,
but that's the whole point.
Yeah, what am I crazy?
What are you thinking?
You got to get fried food at a festival. That's all they have.
What is a festival for?
Yeah.
So we've got World Chicken Festival. We've got Shaker Village Harvest Festival. Here in town, over on Southland, is their street fair, which is always a good time as well. They close off Southland and have lots of music, entertainment, food, and so on. And I should give a call out as well because if you haven't yet had your Bigfoot fix, either you couldn't make it to Carter County or you wanted to go to another one.
Mm-hmm.
The 26th in Owensboro is the Blue Bridge Squatch Fest. It's kind of not the easiest thing to say.
No.
The Blue Bridge Squatch Fest, which is another Bigfoot festival, again with guest speakers from the world of cryptids. And a Bigfoot calling contest. So you've got a little under a month to really start practicing those Bigfoot calls, and then you will be ready to go for fame and glory.
In Owensboro.
In Owensboro.
That's far west from here.
And I should mention, I'd said there were three Bigfoot festivals. The other one is in May, and that's the Red River Gorge one.
Oh, that's
down
a
in
really
Stanton.
Fun one that gets a lot of pub.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they have their cryptid costume contest.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, you know, you can do your Bigfoot calls. You've got your Bigfoot costumes. You're
we'll pull that
go.
Out when we do a segment on spring festivals.
There you go.
Yeah, just put a pin in that one.
So
yeah.
practice your Bigfoot calls, whatever they are.
So now we're almost to October.
We are now in October. Gosh,
oh,
we've
what?
Only just started September. How
yeah.
did we get here so quickly?
Yeah. A lot of festing between now and then. So,
again,
all right, first weekend of October, what's happening?
Well, a lot of, like I said before, a lot of the kind of little local fall festivals are going all through this period. The same with a lot of the apple and pumpkin farms. So those are kind of ongoing. But another one to point out, that first weekend in October is Bourbon on the Banks in Frankfurt.
Oh, yes. Yes, the radio station's doing a little bit of promotions with that. We're one of the media sponsors.
Uh-huh.
Bourbon on the Banks, yeah.
So, I mean, it makes sense. Frankfurt, bourbon. what else could you want?
you recover from the Bardstown sojourn from earlier last month.
Take a break for some beer in Oktoberfest, yeah, and then head straight back to some bourbon.
Get your bourbon on. On the banks.
On the banks.
In Frankfurt.
Yes.
Okay. Additional information available on our website.
Exactly.
Okay. So we've had, we got to get our Bock on. I mean, in terms of, the Oktoberfests, yes, some of them are in September, but are there any in October?
This is the thing. They should be. I do not have any on my list, but I know there must be some somewhere.
No. While we're on the subject of Oktoberfest, going back a little bit to September, one of the largest ones in the entire United States is up the road in Cincinnati, the Cincinnati Oktoberfest. It's called Oktoberfest Zincinnati. Huge affair, and folks really get into that. It's right on the river.
Yep, and I don't have any on my list here, but I'm also no... You mentioned Cincinnati, but also, I mean, Northern Kentucky, Covington, mm-hmm. Newport. That whole area has tons of Oktoberfest celebrations going on.
A lot of German roots up there. Mm-hmm. A lot, yes.
So get your Getter, get your beer.
Staying in October, some other major festivals.
Okay, the weekend of the 10th and 11th, apparently at the Kentucky Horse Park, there is a Water Lantern Festival.
I've heard about this. This is very interesting.
Which I had not heard of before, but it looks very, very pretty. Obviously, water lanterns, little flickering lights and so on. It sounds very...
And a cool, crisp evening, perhaps?
Exactly.
To light up the night.
There we go.
Yeah.
Also, again, a lot of fall festivals are coming in that weekend. So Bergen has one nearby. South Elkhorn Church down on Harrodsburg Road has one, which is actually it's surprisingly big. And it's a very nice little festival. I highly recommend that one. And again, obviously, lots of schools, community groups are all having them around that time. The other thing that's sort of, it's not a festival that you can go to, but it is something that you can go and explore in a sense. That week is the start of the Prohibition mural.
Oh, yes, week. Around Lexington.
So they
yes.
will be sponsoring a bunch of new murals all around town. So that is a great weekend if you're not doing any of the other festivals. You can go online. Visit Lex has an app and a trail of a lot of the murals, and so you can go and visit some of the old existing ones and maybe wander around and catch some of the artists at work creating some of the new ones.
Well, there's no shortage of things to do, obviously, in the next couple of months.
You have
in
no
the
excuse.
Great outdoors once we get back into the fall type of weather. You're just really going to enjoy yourself. You'd be amazed. Can you imagine if you actually did everything that was on the list that we just compiled?
And this list is just a very short...
Yeah, I mean this
sampling.
Is the Reader's Digest
There's
version,
so
folks.
Many more when you look online. There's a festival for that? There can be a festival for anything.
We didn't even mention the Woolly Worm Festival.
Oh, I'm coming to that.
Okay,
patience.
Yes. Now we get to that section where we talk about, oh, really, a festival like that? Yeah, after that, named after that? So, obviously, I jumped the gun a little bit, but the Woolly Worm Festival, tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, that is the last full weekend in October. Down in Beattyville, the Woolly Worm, which everyone here in Kentucky absolutely adores. And I know that, about that time is when you start seeing everyone posting online. If they've seen one, and what does it mean? For those who are unfamiliar, according to folklore, the Woolly Worm has 13 segments. And if you're wondering what the caterpillar looks like, it's the woolly looking fuzzy
black and brown
one. yeah they are black and brown. They have 13 segments, which are supposed to represent the 13 weeks of winter, and according to lore, they're black and brown. Light brown means kind of a light, pleasant even winter. And
I wish for albino.
And And see, this is where I'm kind of weird because I love the snow. So the more black bands you see, the darker the color, the worse the weather in the winter. So, you know, if you see one with like a few little light colored bands in the middle and then dark on each end, that means you might have a little nice break in the middle, but the rest of winter is going to be bad. The browner, the lighter brown they are, the happier most people will be, the more mild the winter. And if you see one that's completely dark brown or black, then buckle up now, stock up on your milk and your bread and everything else. It could get wild.
And you get all of this information and lore by going to the Woolly Worm Festival in Beattyville.
And there's a ton of stuff there. There's a car show. Not that woolly worms can drive, but there is a car show. There's a parade. There's a cornhole tournament, a pet show, a 5K for those people who feel the need to go to a festival and run, which I don't quite understand. And there are woolly worm races, and which culminates in a giant woolly worm race final tournament on the last evening of the festival. And according to their website, if you have your own woolly worm, you may bring it to race. If you don't have one, you may acquire one at the festival. You may borrow a fully trained racing woolly worm. I'm not sure how much they race or how quickly they race, but
I'm so glad that they were able to overcome that recent doping scandal. It's, you know, because
you know,
there
I
were
thought
some
that threatened
up
to take down the whole woolly worm world.
Genetically modified woolly worms were infiltrating the field.
So again, start training your woolly worm caterpillars now. It's time to get on this.
All right. Well, I don't know what's going to top that in terms of unusual festivals, but give it a shot.
Well, okay, since that's the last weekend in October, which is obviously Halloween stuff, so a lot of Halloween things going on then, but also Scarefest is that last weekend, which sort of linked to Halloween.
In Lexington.
Yes, in Lexington, in the convention center inside, indoors even. But the weekend before that as well, I need to give a shout out. Berea has their fall arts and crafts market, which is always wonderful, wonderful.
And a great way to sort of, if you have craft lovers on your holiday shopping list, this is where you
to find
get the
something
stuff
truly
uniquely Kentucky.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I once made the, years ago when I went there, I made the mistake of quipping to someone who made decorative knots. We decided to make the pun. Why not?
Why not?
And then we're caught with him for 20 minutes while he told us his life story about how he entered and the knot making world and the philosophy of knots.
And it had you tied in knots.
It did.
Yeah.
So you can get, as you mentioned, get all of your Christmas gifts there. And then, because this wouldn't be Kentucky without at least one more weird festival and celebrating the strange, the Goatman Festival in Popelik, Louisville is from the 15th to the 18th of October.
Yes, tell us about this one.
So the Goatman is a, I would say mythical, but I know there may be some people listening who are like, no, Goatman is real. So what Goatman is a
half man, half goat. Yeah.
That is reputedly seen on the railway bridge out at Popelik, just outside of Louisville.
Is it called a trestle?
It is.
A railroad trestle. Yes.
And obviously, this is something that several people have
unfortunately
died. This is a working railroad line. So again, the news puts out these warnings occasionally, but it does bear in mind saying this is a working railroad line. Do not walk out onto the trestle.
No, because literally there's nowhere to go.
There's nowhere
the
to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
But according to law, you would hear a voice and it would lure you out onto this trestle. And that would be the goat man. And then, yes, doom would await.
And so the town, taking this lore, has created an entire festival around this, some say, mythical character.
He's real.
I don't dispute that.
And so there is obviously music, vendors, and so on. There are cryptozoology experts, because, you know, you might want to find out more about Goatman. There is a haunted trail through the forest nearby. And then this caught my eye. There is a weird creature market.
For rent or for sale?
I'm guessing where you can buy your little models of oddities and so on.
Fully immersive.
There we go. Somebody bought me something a few years ago. It's a dome, and it has like a tiny mini fake skeleton that's supposed to be, you know.
And where is Pope Lick, by the way?
It is just outside of Louisville. And since, as we already know from my description of where World Fest is in Louisville this weekend, that's about as good a direction as you're going to get from me.
West of here. How about that?
Follow the train line, but don't get on the train line.
Certainly not. Yeah, watch your step wherever you're going. But yes, so that is, again, the date in October?
The 15th through 18th.
Okay, and it is the Goatman Festival.
Yes.
I don't think anything else can top that in terms of...
I don't think it can. You know, I think that's a good place. And obviously then the next weekend you get your Scarefest and your Woolly Worms, and then you're full into Halloween, and then it's Thanksgiving and Christmas, and here we are next September again.
I tell you, next month marks a milestone. You mentioned Halloween. That'll be the anniversary of our first podcast, because our first subject was
Halloween,
ghosts, and
so
Halloween,
yep.
in Lexington. So you know, we've made it the entire year.
We've covered the whole year of Lexington lore, goings on, oddities.
Oh yeah,
fabulosity.
Rest assured, we'll be back on your phone sooner than you think.
That sounds like a threat.
Well, in keeping with the entire, you know, Scarefest and all of that kind of stuff. But you know, we have laid out an itinerary of chock full of new experiences, or maybe some familiar experiences for you. If you've never been to Central Kentucky, well, you know, you don't just have to check into the hotel and wonder what's going on in this state. We've given you all kinds of places to meet new people, have new experiences, and have a uniquely Kentucky experience, as it were, as well.
Exactly. I mean, where else? I can't think of anywhere else where you're going to find, you know, Bigfoot, woolly worms, giant chicken and banana puddings, Goatman, and some really good music.
And bourbon.
All within the space of a couple of weekends.
And beer.
We've got watermelon, honey, apples, pumpkins, the lot.
And, of course, the aforementioned fried foods.
Yes, yeah. Because no festival is a festival without at least 5 or 6 helpings of fried food.
Deep fried, beer battered, you name it. You can probably find it at a fall festival coming soon near you. And wow. Anything else to add, Fiona, before we get our festival shoes on?
I think we've given them enough to be going along with. There's no excuse. I don't want to meet anyone this fall saying that they're bored and have nothing to do. There is no excuse.
Sounds like a parent. I used to say that to my mom. I said, "Mom, I'm bored." Oh, don't ever say that again. So, okay, we will be back maybe with our second round of Halloween frights and scares and all of that kind of stuff next month. But there's lots of time for you to go out and enjoy yourself. Don't worry. We're going to put a link to as much of the information that we, you know, briefly touched on with a complete schedule and some itineraries of what to do and what to experience each particular weekend in September and October.
And just remember this weekend, hydrate.
Yes, indeed. So our guest again has been Fiona Young-Brown, the author of Secret Lexington, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. And we will see you very soon on the next episode of Lexington Stories, Lore, and More.